WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Augusta County Sheriff's Office says they believe a missing Verona toddler is dead. Health officials remind those who test positive for COVID-19 that it's important to help case investigators notify their close contacts. And a year and a half into the pandemic, nurses are exhausted, and the Virginia Nurses Association begs for public support. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, September 22nd. The Augusta County Sheriff's Office says it believes that a missing 3-year-old girl is dead. The news leader reports that investigators determined Khaleesi Cuthrill's fate after they questioned two suspects in the case, Travis Brown and Candy Royer. The office said Khaleesi died while in their care. Officials say they are still looking for Khaleesi's body. Authorities believe Khaleesi's mother, Amanda G. Airy of Stanton, gave Royer her toddler to care for last October, shortly before Airy was incarcerated at Middle River Regional Jail. The sheriff's office reported that Khaleesi, who had been in the custody of Royer, had not been seen since February. Pennsylvania authorities arrested Royer and Brown on September 12th. The mother of Xavier Hill, a black teen from Charlottesville shot and killed by Virginia State Police during a traffic stop, is petitioning the Richmond Circuit Court to solicit testimony from the troopers. The police claim Hill was reaching for a weapon when the troopers killed him. The grand jury report in Hill's case only included 6 sentences of one of the trooper's statements and no testimony from the second trooper. Latoya Benton, Hill's mother, says that's not enough detail.
It's like a snippet of his statement. So information like that is still needed in my son's case.
The Commonwealth's attorney filed a response saying that Benton has enough evidence that she does not need the officer's testimony to file a wrongful death suit. According to Benton, the court ruled on Monday that she has 2 weeks to submit her questions for the officers, and then the court will consider whether to require the officers to answer them. With COVID-19 cases on the rise, local health officials remind those who test positive that it's important to work with case investigators to notify their close contacts. WMRA's Randy Behage reports.
Jordy Shelton, a communication specialist with the Central Shenandoah Health District, said they've had some issues in identifying people who've come into close contact with someone with COVID.
Some folks just don't know how important it is, so they may not answer the call from the health department. They might be confused as to why they're being asked this information. But you know, the bottom line is that, you know, if you test positive for COVID-19 and the health department calls you, it's so critical to provide those close contacts, even if they are vaccinated and if you're vaccinated.
Unless you give consent, health officials will not pass along your name when notifying your close contacts of their potential exposure.
Case investigators are trained public health professionals. They're never going to ask you for your social security number, your bank information. They're not going to try to sell you anything. They're not going to try to find out your immigration status. Really, all that they're doing is trying to see if you've been around so they can let them, you know, those close contacts know they need to quarantine and then make sure you have the resources that you need if you're sick.
Also, Shelton said to keep your eye out for the Richmond area code, 804, since case investigators work directly for the Virginia Department of Health rather than area individual health districts. For WMRA News, I'm Randy Behage.
Learn more about that story at WMRA.org or on the app. A recent survey shows that 1 in 4 nurses got mental health services in the last year, and more than half say they were exhausted by the coronavirus pandemic. The Virginia Nurses Association held a news conference on Tuesday to beg for public support, Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Houseman reports.
Virginia nurses are mentally depleted, tired, traumatized, and disrespected by communities that once hailed them as heroes, according to the association's president. And in Abingdon, Nurse Ashley Fogelman said a spike in serious COVID cases had pushed medical professionals to the limit.
We don't have the staff to take care of this patient load, and it's not like we can turn patients away. I'm not able to spend the time with my patients, and I feel like it's mainly just making sure these patients aren't dying and then going on to the next one.
She says families in waiting rooms have lost patience.
There's double doors open, and sometimes it's like an angry mob. They want to know why their parents or their kids not coming back immediately. And we just don't always have the answers for them.
And in Charlottesville, Nurse Misha Jones begged the public to take better care of nurses,
by getting vaccinated and wearing masks.
We've been the front line of this pandemic for the last 18 months, and what we're asking the community to do now is for you to be the front line.
Nurses also worried that the pandemic would lead so many of them to quit hospital jobs that the very fabric of healthcare in this state and country would be at risk. I'm Sandy Houseman.
A 15-year-old boy has been charged in a shooting that wounded two fellow students at their high school in Newport News. Police said that the teen was charged with two counts of aggravated malicious wounding and other weapons-related offenses. He was charged as a juvenile. Students at Heritage High School were in their second full week of the school year on Monday when the shots rang out before noon, sending students and staff looking for places to hide. Two 17-year-olds, a boy and a girl, were wounded, and both are recovering in the hospital. Same-day voter registration is coming to Virginia, but not in time for the upcoming election this November, Virginia Public Radio's Michael Pope reports.
Polls are open across Virginia for early voting, but that's only for people who have registered to vote. For now, new voters who fill out a registration to vote will have to wait 5 days before they're able to cast a ballot, according to the Virginia Department of Elections. Next year, voters will be able to register and vote on the same day because of a bill introduced by Delegate Hala Ayala, currently running for lieutenant governor.
Voter registration cuts off disproportionately younger voters and people of color because these voters move more frequently.
Clara Bell Wheeler is a former member of the State Board of Elections who opposed the new law.
If they show up in precinct way over here, because that maybe is where they work, but they live way over here, there's no way of knowing at the voting precinct if they're in the right place or not.
By the time registrars are ready to roll out same-day voter registration next year, they'll have the technology to make sure they know where voters should be voting and where else they've already cast a ballot. Michael Pope.
Finally today, it's been nearly 20 years since archaeologists and tribal nations in Virginia began looking for clues to the people and cultures of Werecomico. It was the political center of the Powhatan chiefdom before and during the early 1600s along the York River in Gloucester. Virginia Public Radio's Pamela D'Angelo brings us the latest on this important indigenous town.
This story begins on the Alliance, a 105-foot schooner sailing the York River on a Sunday evening. For a few hours, with the exception of a pod of dolphins, Joel Dunn, president of the Chesapeake Conservancy, has captivated a group of potential investors.
So this is the pitch. So the Chesapeake Conservancy is raising money to match the National Park Service's money and time and effort to do the research we need to do at the site.
Technology like ground-penetrating radar will replace digging on 55 acres. It will be used to locate underground artifacts and clues to what life was once like there. The story of Werecomico's discovery can't be told without Lynn Ripley, the landowner who shared with archaeologists her private collection of artifacts she and husband Bob found while walking the 300-acre property.
Bob and Mr. Coleman were going from the house on the river to the farmhouse, and he said to Bob, "You know where it is, don't you?" And Bob says, "No, where is it?" And he said, "It's right over there." And he's pointing to a field. And Bob said, "It is?" He said, "Yes, it is." And that was the only comment. Bob thought it was strange, but okay. It wasn't until years later that we found out what the it was that he believed to be there, and that's where Powhatan's house was.
Beginning in 2002, Martin Gallivan, an archaeologist from the College of William & Mary, led the Werecomico Research Group. Just off the Pamunkey River, renamed the York River by colonists, his team found evidence of a native town unlike any other.
Evidence of an agricultural community. These were farmers raising corn, beans, and squash. It was a place that had been established several hundred years before 1607, roughly around AD 1200. So that's 400 years before John Smith ever arrived in the region. There was a sizable town at Werecomico.
Then, about 1,000 feet from shore, they found it. The site of the house of Chief Powhatan, leader of the Algonquin Empire. Here they found non-local ceramics, smoking pipes, and copper, signs of negotiations with colonists in nearby Jamestown.
What does this all mean? What we have evidence of what we think is a place of ceremony, a place of diplomacy, a place of power, where the chief is residing in the early 1600s.
And it's where John Smith was likely taken during his capture by Powhatan. Ashley Atkins Spivey has her doctorate in anthropology and is an enrolled member of the Pamunkey tribe in Virginia. She got her start in 2005 at Werowocomoco, working with Martin Gallivan's team.
Werowocomoco, for me, and I would argue for a lot of the other tribes who are involved in the work, represents really the first sustained collaborative effort by archaeologists in the state to work with Native people. Unfortunately, Native people have not really had an equal place at the table when it comes to the study of our history.
Federally recognized tribes by law have to be consulted by the National Park System if there is any potential to impact historic, cultural, or archaeological resources on federal lands.
This isn't just a place to go and throw a frisbee and put your picnic basket down. There are people buried here. This was an extremely important part of Powhatan history and how the chiefdom came to be what it was by the time the English arrived in 1607.
Werowocomoco is closed to the public, but nearby is a new state park, Machicomoco, developed by the 11 tribes with the state in Virginia. I'm Pamela D'Angelo.
For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Wednesday.